summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So good morning, Tan Sri. Thanks for joining me today on our Market Watch segment. We're just looking today into Everest and Dai's quarter four earnings. Now, for FY 2016, Tan Sri, the group recorded its first pre-tax loss, 248 million. Now, you mainly attribute this mainly to impairments related to the oil and gas sector. Tan Sri, more specifically, where exactly did the impairment hit the group this year?
This is the first time we are showing losses. And the main reason is the impairment we have already given for the bad investment in Singapore. And along with it, we had issues with the cost maintaining the fabrication facility in Ras Al Khaimah, where due to the oil and gas slowdown, the yard is there, but we didn't have enough work to support. And also, you know, there are some projects which we have completed and final accounts are pending. It has been pending for some years. We felt that it's better to give an impairment and clean it up. My target going forward is to very well showcase profits quarter by quarter progressively so that we can very well create comfort and confidence to investors so that we will be able to position ourselves and eventually get people to invest much more than what it is today.
Would you call this a kitchen sinking exercise in a way, Tan Sri? So you mean moving on forward. So I guess just bucking it all away into your expense account right now and then moving forward. Is that what you're trying to achieve?
It's a matter of how you want to term it. If you want to term it as kitchen sinking, you can.
Yeah.
To me, what I'm looking for is a better future. So rather for me to, you know, set aside the past and look forward to do much better. So rather than certain things are hanging up and you're not sure whether, you know, if you're not able to get back the money, then if you were to give an impairment, then it will affect that year's or that quarter's number, which I don't want that. So going forward, I'm going to start clean and it's going to be a positive number, which will be reflected quarter by quarter. That is the target.
And talking about the future now, Tan Sri, your order book as it stands right now, FY 2016, it's at 3 billion. How long are you expecting your order book to last and when do you think this would start translating to earnings?
See, we have at present 3 billion order book in hand. Out of it, 1.7 billion could be burned for 2017. The rest of it will spill over to 2018 and 19. And we have 800 million worth of contracts what we already have in hand will also contribute to this year's turnover. So in total, you can say that the jobs what we have now, and also we are in the process of winning some more contracts, and all that will add up and it will very well contribute to the overall improvisation, overall turnover, as well as the profits. We are targeting to achieve a 2 billion turnover in 2017 and also to showcase a respectable profit for this year. If you would ask me how much, I'm not sure, but definitely it'll be respectable, which will be accepted and it will be appreciated. So for me, it's more towards wait for the first quarter results and then the second quarter and subsequently the third quarter will showcase whatever I'm saying now today.
And still on earnings, Tan Sri, of course, we've seen last 2 weeks, you know, corporates announcing results, and we've seen various industries from airlines to healthcare being adversely affected by the weakening ringgit. Now, of course, we know Everson is an international group with, you know, operations spanning around 15 different countries. How has the weakening ringgit impacted the group in terms of forex losses and gains?
No, there are some impact in forex losses, but that is not a huge amount of money for us, because majority of the project is all in overseas. 90% of Everson's turnover comes from overseas. And 70% of the project of the group comes from the Middle East region, where it is all pegged against the US dollars. So We do not see a huge impact, but there is some impact, no doubt about it, especially when we undertake jobs in Malaysia and we have to indent materials from overseas. And most of the materials are all are quoted in US dollars or even euros. So impact is there, but it's not really affecting us in a huge way because, as I said, majority of the business is all overseas.
Does ever Senai hedge its forexes?
No, we don't hedge our forex to that extent because material is what will be the critical aspect for the business. But we normally buy the materials in bulk and we store it, so it really doesn't matter much.
Right. And talking about Middle East now, Tan Sri, as we all know, Ever Senai has traditionally a very strong hold in Middle East and North Africa's markets. As at FY 2016, 37.7% of revenue came from Middle East operations. Now, as we all know, we're expecting a very important visitor in Malaysia. King Salman is currently visiting the country with, 1,500 strong trade delegation. Tan Sri, what further plans do you have for the MENA markets?
See, we have been doing business in the MENA market for the last 20 years, and we are one of the most successful Malaysian contractor working in that region, flying the Malaysian flag high. We are positive, and we have a lot of faith in the market in that region. And going forward, even within the next 3 to 5 years, we foresee a huge amount of work. And even when I see the amount of work which is there in the market, it's mind-boggling. So I'm very positive and confident. And anyway, the markets, wherever we are established, it's positive, and it has got its own advantages, and we have capitalized on that, and we have made it work positive for us. And going forward, we foresee our business to flourish in the Middle East region as well as in India and Southeast Asia, and it's very positive as we move forward.
And moving on now to the oil and gas segment of Ever Senai, Tan Sri, as at fourth quarter as well, contribution to revenue from this segment came at 15.3%, but it's still loss-making. And you've been quoted by media reports as well, Tan Sri, that its oil and gas diversification, was a mistake in the past, and the group should concentrate back on its core business. But with oil prices now trading...
Well, I never said that to the... I don't know, where did you get it from? Right. See, moving forward, we have to expand, develop and grow the business. And oil and gas is very much part of the integrated core business of Ever Senai. So I don't think so. It's a mistake. The only issue is we embarked on at the wrong time. Nobody has got a crystal glass to see when is the crisis going to happen. So, so unfortunate, when we embarked on it, there was a crisis. And
related to Technip, right?
Yes. Technip is just basically an investment, and due to the oil and gas collapse, so they also sunk. And now we also have a huge investment in Ras Al Khaimah. What we are seeing is that now it is paying off. We have picked up 3 sizable contracts in December, and we already have some work in hand. And we foresee 2017 to be a busy year for our facility in Ras Al Khaimah in the oil and gas sector. And going forward, we see the oil and price sector is stabilizing. Yeah. And we foresee more work will come up in that sector. Remember that Ever Senai, when he started off without a track record and started off from ground zero, and we have built up the track record today. One good job brings another job and also comes along with a track record. So we are creating and developing a track record. So when you want to develop, create a track record, yes, you have to target as many projects as possible. And once you position ourselves, then once the market picks up, I think we'll be able to command better pricing. And that eventually will contribute to the revenue and the profits of the group.
And moving to the stock performance as well, Tan Sri, I know you mentioned briefly just now in the press briefing, the share price has come down sharply, from a 5-year high of 1.71 ringgit. And I know this has been, a little frustration on your part. It's currently trading at a 50 to 59 cents mid-level. Tan Sri, what's your view on Ever Senai's stock performance? And, if the valuation is perhaps maybe not reflective of its performance, is that your view?
I think we are also at fault by not generating sufficient profits. So that's the reason why, as I've said, going forward, quarter by quarter, we want to showcase profits in a progressive manner. In that way, I strongly believe Avasandai's share price will reflect in a much better level after the first quarter announcement. So I'm very positive. And as I said, my target is to progressively, quarter by quarter, to reflect much better profit than what it was reflected in the past.
That was Lee Seong-an speaking to Tan Sri A.K. Nathan, Group Managing Director of Avasandai Corp. Stand by for the 9:30 News Bulletin that's coming up next on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!